All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, hour number two. So we'll get to the phone calls. Ticket text probably pouring in on this deal. I think it's pretty simple. Like, I don't know why we can't just have an honest discussion about Matthew Stafford. I mean, look, it's possible to say, hey, I'm not mad at Matthew Stafford. I'm not denigrating Matthew Stafford. I'm not saying Matthew did anything wrong per se, other than he got into his 30s or started to get hurt. But I have the opportunity to take the guy for the next 10 years of my franchise. That's it. It's not Matthew's fault. And I know what some people say, oh, well, there won't be any value because of the back. Well, no one's saying you got to trade him now. I mean, you could. Tell you what, pick up the phone and go call a team who doesn't have a quarterback and see if they go, nah, we got no interest. I just think that this town, and I know what happens, it's the organization that does it. The Ford family has empowered Matthew Stafford as if he is Joe Montana. And like this Tua thing would be offensive, and they don't want to hurt Matthew, and they don't want to make Matthew angry. And it's like, you got to do what's best for you. I just feel this is a rare opportunity, and the Lions really need to take it seriously. And whether you play Stafford in 2020 or you trade him, it's of no consequence to me. I'm doing what's going to set up this football team in the best possible way for success over the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years. I really don't think you can make a case that the next 5 years of Stafford are going to be as fruitful as the next 5 years of Tua and factor in dollar for dollar consequence.
Watch, Bob Quinn's going to come out and actually hold a press conference. And you know what? I just want to put these rumors to bed. Yeah. We are committed and we love Matthew Stafford. Yeah. And then he's going to drive down the entire trade value. But no, Mike, and I just want to kind of reiterate this point I was getting at before we went to the break. It's, I just don't understand how dismissive people are with this, saying, oh, yeah, right, this isn't going to happen. You know, is Mel Kiper stable? What is he talking about? Do people not realize this is the NFL draft? Whether it's Kyler Murray going in the third round, then he's number one overall. Whether it's Baker Mayfield all of a sudden being number one overall. Do you realize how many crazy things we've seen happen in the NFL draft? You can't rule anything out, and this isn't even that far-fetched.
Mike, I don't know why people are treating Stafford like it's this thing that, like, look.
They get offended if you suggest that they should draft. I don't know why people are offended by it.
If the Kansas City Chiefs had a terrible year, you could be offended at the suggestion of drafting a quarterback. Patrick Mahomes is just beginning his prime. Okay? Matthew Stafford's like 8 years older than Patrick Mahomes. It's a different conversation. Let me give you an example. Right here, right now. If the Philadelphia Eagles had a terrible year this year, and instead of Wentz getting knocked out of the playoff game, he got knocked out of week five, and it'd be three straight years that Carson Wentz had gotten hurt, it would not be offensive to me to suggest that the Philadelphia Eagles at number three, despite having Carson Wentz and paying Carson Wentz, take Tua. Like, how many examples do I have to give you before you understand my level of sincerity with this and conviction with this? It's not, there are so few guys who would be protected class. I mean, it's, I could have Cam Newton. I'd take Tua. I could, let's say the Vikings had a really bad year and they got another year of Kirk Cousins before he walks out the door. I'd take Tua.
It's a type of proactive move that it'd actually be nice if the Lions did.
Here, I'll give you one more. And this one hits close to home. I know Daniel Jones showed flashes this year, right? If the Giants took Tua at four, I totally understand it. Because Tua's probably going to grade out at a exponentially higher level than Daniel Jones. It's just a different form of what Arizona did going from Rosen to Kyler. That's all. So I want you to understand, this isn't some hot take. And I'm not anti-Stafford. I don't like him, but I'm far from a hater. They had to bring him back. They couldn't do what Washington did with Cousins. But you've brought him back. It's whether he plays well or not, the team doesn't win. Remember, he played like an MVP. They were 3-4-1. I'm done. Change of scenery time for me.
And it's just funny because, like, the general tone that I fully realize there are a good amount of people that would support this and would want the Lions drafting Tua. I'm not trying to make some straw man argument. But the overall, like, tone of people saying how bad this would be and how there's no way they should give up on Stafford. People are acting like it'd be them drafting a tight end at number 3 overall.
Right. They were okay with a tight end, or they'd be okay drafting a corner, but they're not okay taking a guy that people were openly willing to tank for a year ago. Cool thought process. Let's revisit that. Brian's in Livonia, 97.1. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
Good, buddy.
So, I agree. I don't think the Lions are going to take them. I would if I were them. But something that stuck out to me when Mark Ford and them made that, you know, ridiculous statement about Quinn and Patricia being evaluated separately going forward, the only way I see it possibly happening is if Quinn thinks that he can get an upper hand and stay later after they blow out Patricia and use an excuse of drafting a young quarterback.
Yep. And you know what, Brian? I'm not laughing at any of that, because I think with the decision to bring these two back under an ultimatum, everything's on the table. It's a level of folly that I can't even believe we're in this position. And then I remind myself it's the Lions.
No, and I agree. And I don't think that, you know, and I think possibly when they were meeting with both of them, Quinn, you know, maybe tried to say, like, let's give him one more year. If he doesn't, then, you know, I know who to hire next.
Yeah.
But then try to pad that with a rookie quarterback saying, this is absolutely our guy.
Look, I think sometimes, and you know what, Brian, this is where you can laugh at Jerry Jones, or you can laugh at Robert Kraft or Steve Bisciotti, some of the more well-known, more outspoken owners, right? We can make fun of those guys and go, oh, they're egomaniacs, they get in the way. The difference is, when you have an owner like that, they can step up in a time like this. And Steve Bisciotti went to his football people and demanded they take Lamar Jackson after they passed on him twice. He demanded.
Yeah, and when they speak up, it actually is a – they make a great decision when they speak up.
So this is where it would be incumbent upon Martha and Sheila to go, look, sometimes life's not always fair. You got 50 million cap space and you got the rest of the draft picks. But this one, Mama wants Tua. But we don't have that.
Lastly, though, I think, you know, just because how typically bad things happen to, you know, the Lions, where we make bad decisions that put ourselves behind the eight ball, is with the jobs filling up so fast, watch McDaniels not get one. They blow up Patricia next year and Quinn brings in McDaniels.
I mean, look, McDaniels' leverage is gone. There's no question about it, Brian. I still wonder if he's going to be the successor in New England. I don't know. Look, it's been a bizarre 24 hours with head coaching. You know, Matt Rhule, guy used to, you know, subway to the Knicks games as a kid, New York guy, turned down the Jets, worked with the Giants, never gets to the interview with the Giants because Carolina offered him an amount of money that I don't think the Giants were comfortable with. It's $70 million. Calls up the Giants, you can match, I'll get on the plane. They go, nah, we're good. Giants hired a guy. I had to look up who the hell he was. Didn't know if he was white, black, or otherwise. It's been a bizarre 24 hours. There's no question about it. But McDaniels, he doesn't have a whole lot of leverage. But this is one where ownership has to step in and go, look, this is our candy store, and we're going to run it the way we see fit. This is an unforeseen consequence. This guy entered the draft. It changed our plan. You're taking him, or I'll fire you today. Got it? 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.